Good morning. Welcome to St. Macar's Ranfurly Church on Sunday the 12th of April, Easter Sunday. We are glad that you're joining us online or via the website listening to the service. Glad that you're joining us to celebrate the Day of Resurrection. Of course, we would much rather be gathered literally in this building to sing our hymns and praises and to listen to the gospel. However, we can't do that at the present time, but we do join together in spirit and through prayer to celebrate Christ's resurrection. Normally we have Easter responses and I will bring them up on the screen, and so I ask you to join in with this response. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Risen Lord, we greet you on this happy morning. The holiest of weeks has come to an end. Out of darkness comes light. Out of despair comes hope. Out of death comes life. What a joy-filled day it is. We would have loved to gather with friends and family and come to worship together, but we can't. The sadness taints our joy, and yet we want to celebrate Easter. So still we gather in spirit, connected by love and prayer with you and one another. Risen Lord, we call to you. Make yourself known to us. Right where we are, in our homes behind closed doors, and perhaps filled with fear. Give us a glimpse of your life-giving glory, a sense of your living word. Speak to us of what happens now. Let us hear what we, your people, must do. What a joy-filled day it is. Risen Lord, we are your people. Death could not contain you. Your power of goodness has been unleashed. Let us draw strength in this worship to live joy-filled and fearless lives, knowing you are present in all circumstances and alive in this world. What a joy-filled day it is. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. We have been reading from Matthew's Gospel in the past week, and in fact, in the months following from Christmas. We're now at the last chapter, Matthew chapter 28, and we'll be reading verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, at dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, he is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where they will see me." A strange Holy Week and a strange Easter to prepare for. I received a supermarket brochure a couple of weeks ago, included with the Sunday paper that we usually get, and I hadn't looked at this supermarket brochure yet, but on Monday I thought, oh, I'll flick through it. And it all looked very appetizing, all the special foods they were offering and encouraging people to buy. But I was struck by the text on the pages. "We've got everything you need to serve up a fantastic family feast this Easter." And then on another page, "It is easy to bring friends and family together this Easter." Well, these supermarkets probably will have lots of tasty food in for this weekend, but who is going to be buying large cuts of meat just now? It isn't easy, it's indeed impossible, to bring friends and family together this Easter. If you have other family members in your household, then at least you could still have a festive meal of some sort today. But for many of you, you will be on your own, or it will just be the two of you. Perhaps like me, some of you will still make a bit of an effort to make a different festive kind of meal. But you may not really feel there is much to celebrate at the moment. I have been predicting that Easter Sunday today may be the peak of the crisis in the UK. That is, that the number of COVID-19 related deaths may peak today. We'll not know until a number of days later, or perhaps a week later, if that is indeed the case, but it is just a dreadful thing to think that Easter 2020 might go down in history as the deadliest day in this crisis. How can we celebrate the victory of life over death when death seems to triumph? How can we imagine the women going to check on the grave of Jesus when we can't attend the funerals of our friends and neighbours? How can we rejoice with the disciples reunited with their beloved Master when we are cut off from those we love? How can we experience this Easter, share in its giddy excitement and wild abandon, when fear and anxiety grip our minds and bodies? Well, I'll be the first to admit it's not easy. It isn't going to be a case of just sticking our heads in the sand and ignoring reality. Although some people accuse Christians of being blinkered and out of touch with the real world, we cannot say this about the Bible. The Bible is very honest about the realities of our lives and the struggles that we experience. The Bible is very honest about the horrible things that happen in our world, and not least in the story of Jesus' suffering, which we've reread this week. And Jesus himself had been very honest and upfront about the disciples, or to the disciples, about the struggles and the persecution that they would encounter if they were to continue his mission in this world. So yes, on this first Easter morning, the world has radically changed, and yet it is also still a dangerous and frightening place. We see this reflected in the description of the two women, the two Marys, running away from the grave. After they have been instructed by the angel to go come and see the empty grave, and then quickly to go to the disciples to tell them that Jesus is alive and is going before them to Galilee, it says that they hurry away from the grave, frightened and with great joy. Frightened and with great joy. When I reread this passage, this Easter gospel this week, this is what jumped out at me. Frightened and with great joy. Perhaps this is achievable for us today. Maybe that strange mix of emotions, to be frightened and yet filled with great joy, perhaps that is achievable Easter 2020. Being frightened is not so hard. Turn on the news. Lie awake fretting in the middle of the night. Watch the video reports of intensive care units and worry about how long this lockdown is going to take. Take a moment to contemplate the daily death figures. Worry about the economy and our society. Think of your own or your loved one's vulnerability. Frightened is easy. But filled with great joy, this is a gift. We need it, but it is hard to get. We cannot conjure it up. We cannot will joy into being. Great joy. The word for joy in Greek, which is the language that the New Testament was written in, the word for joy is chara. Chara is joy. It is closely related to the word for gift or grace, charis. So joy is a gift, a gracious gift from God. We cannot conjure it up, we cannot manufacture it. We must ask our Heavenly Father to give it. We can have joy even when circumstances are tough. We can have joy even when we are afraid. We can have joy even while we mourn. Happiness is what the world says we should strive for, but happiness is evasive and short-lived. Happiness, we are told, is having the perfect Easter meal, or the cheeriest decorations, or the best weather, or the ideal holiday. Happiness is a good work-life balance and everything under control. Happiness is everything we can put on Instagram and make others envy us. Well, all these things have been taken away from us. Happiness is hard to come by when times are tough and stressful. But joy is different. Joy is deep and lasting. It can cope with adversity. It cannot be stolen from us. Its roots anchor deep into our souls. Joy fills us up, and like love, it drives out all fear. Joy is a gift from God. It is the result of receiving the good news that Jesus is alive and present with us. Even if we are still afraid, we can be filled with great joy. The women running from the grave are filled with fear and also with great joy. They had seen confusing and frightening, quite unbelievable things, and yet joy was taking over. As they ran, doing as they were told, prepared to share the news that they could barely comprehend, Jesus suddenly meets them. In our translation, he says to them, "Greetings," a pretty standard hello. But the Greek word used here is kairata. And if you listen, you can maybe hear the kara, the joy, in that. Kairata means rejoice. Jesus says to the women, "Rejoice, be filled with joy, because I am alive." And then when they are down on their knees in front of him, clinging on to his feet, Jesus says, "Don't be afraid. Rejoice. Don't be afraid." What if Jesus met with us today, wherever we are, however scared, sad, or confused we are feeling right now, and says, "Rejoice. Don't be afraid"? That is possible. Thousands, millions of Christians all through the generations and all across the world have testified to being filled with a great and deep joy and a sense of Christ's presence in the darkest of circumstances. A lasting joy and a surprising presence of the living Christ. Maybe you know this already. Maybe you have experienced this in your own life. Maybe you can testify to this joy that is grounded in the knowledge that Jesus is alive and present. And if not, or ye have seemed to have lost this joy, ask for it. Ask God for a deep and great joy. Or perhaps even better, seek for Jesus. Seek Jesus and you will receive a deep and great joy, whatever the circumstances. I wanted to finish this sermon by reading some verses from Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We're going to listen to some music, which is a hymn, "The Saviour Died But Rose Again." It's a paraphrase of these verses from Romans chapter 8. Father, we pray for the deep and great joy that the women received at the grave. We pray that we will receive it in our own hearts today. We want to meet Jesus right where we are, however scared and sad we might be at this time. Jesus, bringer of joy and hope and life, meet with us all. Locked away in our houses or having to work in dangerous conditions. Jesus, this Easter morning, meet with us and banish all fear and worry from our hearts and bodies. We place into your hands all the things that are not in our control. Help us to trust you entirely in life and death. Father, we pray for people this Easter Sunday who are isolated and alone, who keenly feel the absence of family and friends on this day. We pray for those who are with others but long to get back to normality and routine. We pray for the key workers in hospitals and care homes, ambulances, and all those who have to work today looking after those who depend on them. We pray you will care for them and give them strength. We pray for others working today, helping to keep us safe and providing what we need. We pray you will keep them safe. We pray for our government and leaders at different levels, each trying to do their best and navigate a way through this crisis, minimizing the harm to our society. We pray for our Prime Minister Boris Johnson. May he pull through and recover from his illness May he learn to rely on you for strength and life. We pray for the Queen and for Prince Philip. May they stay safe from harm and firm in their faith in you. We pray for our church and the worldwide church, now prevented from gathering, but yet united in our celebration of Christ's resurrection today. Do a new thing in our time, O Lord. Bring forth new life out of the many deaths we die and the losses we suffer at this time. We pray for a world troubled and full of darkness. May your light shine in the darkness. And as you raise Jesus to new life, so raise us up also with him. In his name we pray. Amen. Go from here filled with great joy. Jesus is alive. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and those you love, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.